The Gemara Masechta Kedushin Daf Beis and Daf Dalet teach us that as we learned in the Mishnah at the beginning of the Masechta, the halacha is that Isha Niknas Bekesef. And how do we know the Isha Niknas Bekesef? And the Gemara teaches it to us. One limit is from Yotzachinam En Kesef Lodn Zeb. Yesh Kesef Lod Nacher. And the other limud is, as the Gemara taught us at the beginning of the Masechta, we learn Agzeris Shava Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim. We learn that the word Kicha is used regarding Kedushin, as the Torah Akdosha says, Kicha Ishu Bala. The word Kicha is stated when Avraham Avinu bought the Mars HaMachpelah from Ephron, Asada Shesalokach. So we learn in Zeresh Shava, just like there, the purchase of the Mars HaMachpelah was done with Kesef. Here too, Kedushin are done with Kesef. The Mefarshim ask, what is the connection? Why, from all places, does the Torah choose to teach us the din of Kedushe Kesef from the Amaris Machpelah? So, the simple pshat is that why does one get married? One gets married in order to have children. Why does one have to have children? Because we will not be here forever. So how is there going to be a hemshech? How is there going to be a continuation? The way there's going to be a continuation is by us getting married and having children. So very much talking and learning from the Maris HaMachpelah to marriage is indeed connected. And therefore, it's interesting that indeed in Parshas Chayisara, where we have the pasuk, the psukim, of Avraham Avinu buying the Maris HaMachpelah from Ephraim, after Avraham purchasing the Maris HaMachpelah and burying Sarah Menu, we find that Avraham Avinu indeed begins the whole parasha of finding a shidduch of Yitzchak or Rivka getting married. Because Avraham Avinu realized after Sarah passed away that indeed we have to think about the future, about having children and future generations. Another pshat that I saw from the Kozlik of Arov, from the Eretz Tzvi, is that we know that the mitzvah of Purur Revu is only said to men. There is no mitzvah of Purur Revu on women. But even though there is no mitzvah Purur Revu of women, obviously, one cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Purur Revu without a wife. Similarly, there's a mitzvah of Levayis Hameis. There's a mitzvah to bury a nifter. But the one who gets the mitzvah is the one who actually buries the nifter. But of course, one cannot fulfill that mitzvah without Rachman Litzlan, a nifter. So he says we have here a similarity where we have a mitzvah being performed where a vital participant in a mitzvah is someone who's not actually mechuyev in that mitzvah. In the mitzvah of getting married, obviously a vital participant in that mitzvah is the wife, even though she's not obligated in the mitzvah Purur Revu. And similarly, in the mitzvah of Kedusha, in the mitzvah of Levaya, a vital participant, Rachman Tzlan, is the mace, even though he's not mechuyev in mitzvahs, the mace and chavshi. So that's why he says we find a connection between the mitzvah of marriage and the mitzvah of kvura. So as we discussed, the Mishnah said, Hisha Niknas Bekesef, and according to Beis Hillel, as we discussed, where we learned the Mishnah, the halacha is that you can be mekadesh with a pruta. There's a discussion in the Paiskim when we speak about a pruta, what does that mean? And there's a very interesting opinion of the Sma. The Sma is in Choshe Mishpat, Simen Peches, Sif Cotton Base, and the Chalkas Mechoikik in Evna Ezer, Simen Chav Zayin, Sif Cotton Chav Dalid, quotes that Sma. He says that in the times of Chazal, the Pruta had value. And you could buy with a pruta merchandise. You could get something decent with a pruta. However, Bizman Hazeh, where you can't really get anything of value for a pruta, therefore you cannot make kedushin with a pruta. Because you could only make a kedushin, says the Sma, with something that something that has intrinsic value. Many Paiskim disagree with that Sma, and they say that once Chazal established a certain shear, that shear remains for all generations. There's a Rashba. We know the Gemara says many places that why did Chazal institute a ksuba? The reason Chazal instituted a ksuba is shlei tekala be'in of lo yitzia. So says the Rashba, that isn't necessarily a lot of money. And the Rashba says that even in the time of Chazal, there were different people of different means. So does that mean that since Bizman Hazeh, since in the time, does that mean that they made a different amount, that they will establish a different amount of a ksuba for a wealthy person versus a less wealthy person? Of course not. Chazal established how much a ksuba is to be, and it's the same ksuba for everybody. And the same thing here. Once Chazal established that it's a certain amount, that's the amount that one can be miskadosh an issue with. And in fact, Davni Miluim says that particularly as we see in our Mishnah says that we see in our Mishnah that the Mishnah is trying to connect the value of a pruta to the value of a dinner to silver. So we see that Chazal established that there's a certain amount that of silver which is needed to affect the Kedushin, and whatever that amount is, that is what's going to affect the Kedushin, even if it's not extremely valuable. Valuable. So too that I see the Chazon Ish and Evin Ezer and Simen Samech Vav Oischof says that the words are of the, that the Shita of the Sma, that the Pruta should change according to the value and according to its buying power. The Chazon Ish says Temua Ma'od. What the Sma says, he finds extremely hard to understand. And Daruch HaShulchan in Simen Chav Zayin and Evin Ezer Sif Gimel, he says Chalila Loimer Shebizman Hazeh Ein Chashivas Bepruta. One is not allowed to say that there's no Chashivas to Pruta. The shear of the Pruta never changes. And that is what Chazal said should be the way we do a kedushin. But as we continue discussing this halacha of being mekadesh with a pruta, we continue looking in the Shulchan Aruch. In the Shulchan Aruch, in Simon and Ebenezer, Simon Laman Aleph, Sif Aleph, begins in discussing Kedushe Kesef. The Shulchan Aruch says, Ein mekadeshim b'pachas mishav pruta. He says we should not be mekadesh with less than a pruta. Umiu mkacha b'chefet stam. If a man gave a woman an item for kedushin, ein tzorach losum oisai tchila mishav pruta. One doesn't have to assess its value if it's worth a pruta. Ela mishav pruta, as soon as we could establish that it's a shav pruta, the halacha is that the woman is Mekudeshes, the woman is considered married. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. V'afilu amar lo, skachti b'chefet zeh sheshava chamishim zuz. A man says to the woman, I'm being mekadesh with this item that's worth 50 zuz. V'lo yisama yisai t'chila. And before they did the kedushin, they did not make an evaluation what it's indeed worth. Im nimtza akach sheshava chamishim zuz. If afterwards it's determined that it had that value, the halacha is mekudeshes. And part of the svara, which is a svara that we've discussed in a previous year as well, is the fact that she accepted the kedushin is a raya that this is a valid maisa kedushin.